From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Joe Biden is filling several leadership positions across every federal agency. According to the National Farmers Union, the president named Dr. Jule Bronow to serve as his Deputy Secretary of Agriculture at the USDA. Dr. Bronow, who's been the commissioner of the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services since 2018, has more than 20 years of experience in food and ag issues. If confirmed, she'll be the first African-American woman to hold the second-in-command position. In response to rising culinary interest in cauliflower, farmers have been growing more and the nation has been importing more. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the increasing cauliflower demand has been driven by the popularity of low-carb and gluten-free dietary trends. California farms produce more than three-quarters of the domestic cauliflower crop. USDA says cauliflower imports have risen as consumption has increased. Tyson Foods has agreed to $221.5 million to settle all claims related to the long-running price-fixing lawsuits filed against Tyson and other poultry processing company, the largest price-fixing settlement to date. Tyson tells AgriMarketing.com they do not admit liability as part of the settlement, but believes the settlement's worth in the best interest of Tyson and its shareholders. Earlier this month, Pilgrim's Pride proposed a settlement of $75 million. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.